We've all been thirsty at one time or another. And yet probably very few of us here have ever known the kind of thirst that one might know if you were wandering in the desert. Or the kind of thirst that one might know who is floating on the sea in a little boat without fresh water. Those are the kind of thirst that most of us have never experienced. But on another level, all of us have another type of thirst. That is the yearning within us, that feeling at times that we are empty inside. That sense that, what is the purpose? What is the meaning of my life? And when we feel that emptiness, so often we can't find anything to really fill it. We may try drinking, eating, we may try other things to distract us. But that sense of emptiness, that yearning, that longing, stays with us. In the gospel today, Jesus is thirsting. And he asked the woman, the Samaritan woman, if she would give him a drink. But what is interesting is, you never see that Jesus actually gets the drink that he asked for. He thirsts, but yet as you go through the story, it becomes clear that his thirsting is not really thirsting for water. He is thirsting for that woman's faith. He is thirsting for her to believe in him. He is thirsting to give her life-giving water. Thirsting to give her eternal life. At first, the woman responds on a rather material level. You know, you don't have a bucket. How are you going to get the water? And then later, give me that life-giving water so that I don't have to keep coming back here with my bucket. But then gradually, she begins to ask, could he be the Christ? Could he be the promised one, the Messiah? When the disciples return from their little shopping trip, the imagery begins to change in the reading. It's no longer about water and thirst. It turns to be about food and hunger. And the disciples say to him, eat something. And he says to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. And of course, they're still caught up on the material level. And then he goes on to say, my food is to do the will of the Father who sent me. And then he goes into that saying about the harvest is ripe. And one begins to see that the hunger of Jesus is not for the food that the apostles brought to him. The hunger is to do what the Father wants him to do, and that hunger is to gather people so that he can present them to his heavenly Father. Just as he thirsts for the faith of the woman, he hungers and thirsts for the faith of all of us. He hungers and thirsts to gather us to himself so that he can bring us to his Father in heaven and present us as his eternal gift to his Father. That is his deepest hunger, his deepest thirst. This third Sunday of Lent is meant to be a time when we have with us our catechumens, those preparing for baptism. And it's meant to beginning to draw them to a deeper and deeper faith in Christ Jesus, that they begin to hunger for him as he hungers for them. Well, they were with us last night. But for those of us who have already been baptized, this Sunday asks us also to look at our faith. Do I hunger for the life that Jesus can give me? Do I yearn for that more than I yearn for anything else? Do I want that living water that will well up within me to eternal life? What am I willing to do to share in that living water? Lent is really about helping us look at what is really the focus of our lives. Is it that life that Christ Jesus wants to give us? Or are we still caught in things which are not lasting? Things that cannot fulfill us, cannot satisfy us. Lent wants us to ask that question. But the church presents to us during Lent Jesus, who is the living water. Jesus, who is food for eternal life. Jesus, who can fulfill our deepest yearnings and our deepest longings. The question we must ask ourselves: do I hunger for him? Do I thirst for him? Do I want the life that he can give me? The life that will last forever.